Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
All right, we're live. It's Topical Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. And if you see this wetness all over my face, that is because I just did something that is adventurous, daring, crazy, whatever you want to call it. I actually ventured outdoors in Arizona in July. Who does that? Basically, today is garbage collection day, so I walked about a little over 100 feet. Our driveway is a decline the whole way down, a little over 100 feet. Picked up the empty garbage thing, pulled it back up another 100 feet up the hill, came inside. I'm like, holy cremoly. My beautiful wife Michelle's like, are you okay? Like, I look like I just trekked through a desert. See, here's the deal. You know, you've heard in Arizona, oh, but it's a dry heat. Not in monsoon season, folks. It's monsoon. Oh, look at this. Brett Olaya! Great seeing you, man. So, monsoon season means humidity. So not only is it 100-something degrees out there, but then you add in the humidity factor, so it's just kind of silliness. So here I am looking ridiculous and feeling a little ridiculous, and all I did was walk out of the house and walk back in the house. Anyway, Topical Tuesday, and as always, I start out by sharing my rhino of the day, and I'm asking for some help here. Maybe you can help me out, because I have this really cool colored, multicolor rhino here. It's a stuffed rhino, really light, stuffed little toy. And but it says on the back, now these colors just feel to me like, and maybe because I'm a rhino fan, I love rhinos, that these are like African type of colors, right? When you see the fantastic African dress and what the tribal wear and whatever, or their Sunday best, like they're full of vibrant, fantastic colors. They must look at Americans and go like, blue suit, white shirt, like what are you, most boring people on earth? So that's what this reminds me of. So I look on the back, and sure enough, it's called Africanimals. How cool is that? Africanimals. And then here's where I need the help. I believe, if I can read it correctly, it says Fati Rhino. I believe that's F-A-D-I. Could be F-A-T-L, but it's not really a word. But I don't know if Fati is a word either. Fati Rhino. What does that mean? Does anybody know? What does that mean? Does that mean colorful? Does that mean where it's from? Does that mean what it's made of? Maybe it's just his name. My name is Fati the Rhino. I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me out. Anyway, that's Rhino of the day. And let's get right to a Topical Tuesday. Oh, Brett Elias going crazy here. 10,000% humidity. About that. 1,000,000,000% humidity. And is the rhino wearing a sweater? Yeah, right. See, it looks like a colorful sweater, or it looks like a really ugly Christmas sweater. So what is actually a fantastic celebration of African dress in this country? We actually wear, it doesn't look anything like this, but we would wear something looking, you know, stripes or something, horizontal stripes and colors like this, only really bad colors, and it would be a really bad Christmas sweater, and we'd win a contest or something. All right, very good. Wow, thanks for all those whatever's going across the screen. Very cool. So let's just get right to it, in and out. You know, it hits me. I have not tuned in, thankfully, and I recommend you as well. I didn't tune into any news today or even really much yesterday. So maybe Topical Tuesday, you'd think on Topical Tuesday, at least, I'm tuning into the news. That's what happened today. And with our current president, like, any day can be the most earth-shaking, you won't believe it, it's bombshell, breaking news, every station is going haywire, which I'm sure they're doing anyway. So whatever I'm talking about here is sort of not topical, therefore, possibly, but it has something to do with that. So it's got to do with this whole deal with conservatives and liberals, which is pretty much, we're practically, in my opinion, practically an American civil war here. Not with North and South, but with conservative and liberal. Like, people don't want to talk to each other. They hate each other. Like, one calls one other a racist homophobe, and the other one's an idiot, and you're anti-American, and whatever. It's just too much craziness going on. So no wonder nothing ever can get done. Everyone is at odds, and tensions are high, and whatever. But here's the deal. Conservatives put themselves out as, I'm your law and order candidate, a conservative politician. No, I'm conservative. We play by the book. We're law and order. That's the way we do things. When you tell us to do something, we do it because we're good, upstanding Americans, and we do the right thing. However, liberals who are going to tend to be rebels, are going to purposely not follow the rules. And so I saw this, somebody was complaining, I don't think it was Donald Trump Jr. himself, but somebody was complaining like, you know, when these conservatives are asked to like hand over their emails and go testify in Congress, they do. Donald Trump or this other guy, Trump's nephew or something, they hand over all their emails and they go testify and they tell everything like that's what we do because we are by the book and law and order and we do what we're supposed to do. But these liberals, man, Hillary just takes a sledgehammer and destroys her phones and deletes all the emails and then they, you know, throw chairs through the window when someone's conservative speaking, but conservatives don't riot when liberals are speaking and all this blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, do you understand, folks? Do you get a hold of yourself? Like, liberals are the rebels. They relish and they celebrate being rule breakers. So all these conservatives go haywire and go, I don't understand how these liberals are okay with Hillary destroying all our emails. They love that. Liberals are rebels. They love somebody got around the law, didn't do the letter of the law, sanctuary city, you could violate the law and stay here, and then conservatives go crazy. How can they like people that violate the law? Because they don't, it's like people don't even understand. Conservatives say, how can liberals like people that violate the law and say it's safe here, you can stay here, because they're liberals. They love the liberals. In fact, that's who started this company, this country, rather, and most companies. Rebels. Okay, non-rebels get a job. They go to school like they're told. They get a job like they're told. They stay there for 40 years, 50 years till they retire, and they get a gold watch, and they get their pension, and they retire, and they do what they're told. 9 to 5, 5 days a week, what they're told. Rebels start companies. They start countries. Okay, I'm pretty sure I wasn't there back then, and I couldn't name them all, but I'm pretty sure that Washington and Hancock and Paul Revere and whatever, these were rebels. They were liberal. They were not following the rules. The rules were, he says, you got to pay taxes. They were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go into the Boston Harbor. We're going to throw that tea into the water. I know it's illegal. But do you understand? We celebrate today the Boston Tea Party. We celebrate it. It was illegal. They went on to take somebody else's tea and threw it into the water, which I'm pretty sure destroyed somebody else's tea. That's a crime. But we celebrate the crime because it was rebels doing it. It was revolutionaries. But nowadays, the conservatives are like, oh, how dare they have a sanctuary city? How, you know, you see how Donald Trump and Trump's nephew, whatever his name is, like, they give their emails over, they go testify like they're supposed to, but these liberals, man, you know, they're okay with it. Yeah, they're okay with it. Well, here's the point. As a business owner, if you say, I'm law and order business owner, I'm by the book, I do everything, you're going to have a hard time being successful. You're just going to have a really hard time. You're going to get frustrated. Okay, so I'm not talking about personal life, or I was just talking about politics. It's Top Tuesday. I'm not talking about whatever your politics are, conservative, liberal. Your business attitude needs to be liberal, needs to be rebellious, needs to be a renegade. You need to know what the rules are so you can break them. You got to know the rules are that everyone in this industry does such and such. So I'm going to be the first one to do this. Then you can be Bill Gates. Then you can be Steve Jobs. Then you can be Mark Zuckerberg. Then you can be any other entrepreneur there is who breaks the rules and disrupts industries. Who came up with Uber? They're not following the rules. In fact, aren't they still like getting bombarded all over the place? Like they're having trouble getting into airports and getting into cities, and cities are putting up all kinds of regulations and saying you got to register and you got to be an Uber. Like, now we're not following the rules. In fact, I heard something a while back where Uber users were getting around these kind of regulations of cities by using some kind of black ops app where people can call for an Uber in secret, and it puts up a dummy fake Uber that shows it's not going anywhere near the airport. In reality, if you look on the secret rebellious app, it's not playing by the rules. They're coming right to the airport. Or Airbnb, there's rules in lots of cities now cropping up. Oh, you're not allowed to rent more than this percentage of the time. But the entrepreneurs are getting around all the rules. That's why we're entrepreneurs. We know what the rules are, and we figure out how to break them to make them better, to innovate, to do new things, to take risks, to do the unexpected, to do the thing that everyone says can't be done. So that's Topical Tuesday. You can be conservative in all your life, but when it comes to business practices, it's not going to serve you well to say, I'm just going to do what I've always done, and I'm going to do what everyone in my industry does and what everyone in this town does, and that's the what's done, or those are the rules, and I'm just going to follow all the rules. Hey, I have a saying. We need to business owners, entrepreneurs. Not this is where you break between business owners and entrepreneurs. People ask me all the time, why do you say business owners and entrepreneurs? Because there's a difference. Business owners very often follow the rules. Entrepreneurs, however, are taking the risk. They're not satisfied with just being self-employed and getting by and getting a paycheck. They want to own two businesses, three businesses. They want to disrupt entire communities and industries, and they want to start new things and innovate. Business owners say, oh, yeah, I just don't want to have to work for Joe, so I went out on my own. But, hey, Steve, I'm not going to be rebellious and crazy and do anything, you know, rebellious and renegade, whatever. That's not for me. I just want my phone ringing. I'll go out, and I'll do my plumbing, and I'll come home, and I'll put food on the table for my wife and kids. That's all I want. I'm self-employed. I'm a business owner. Entrepreneur, on the other hand, entrepreneurs got to be breaking the rules. By definition, you are. An entrepreneur, by definition, is someone who takes resources, puts them together in a new or unexpected or different way, and therefore makes something better. That's an entrepreneur. So Uber said, we're going to take people who are driving around in their cars, and there's other people looking for rides, and we're going to pick people up in our own cars. What the heck? We're driving to the airport. Might as well drive with somebody, and they'll pay for the gas. And then, in fact, why don't I purposely, just if I have nothing to do tonight except stay home and watch Dancing with the Network, Kardashian, X Factor Stars on Ice, or whatever the heck, and waste my night, let me get in my car, and people will say, I want to ride over here. I want to ride on the next section. Okay, we're breaking rules. Oh, but you need a medallion, and you need a taxi certificate, and you've got to pass a test and pass a license, and we regulate the number of taxi cabs. And Uber driver said, you know what? We're an entrepreneur. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to break the rules. That's how you succeed in business. So I know this is complex. I'm getting a little even complex here because there are rules you got to follow. I talk about them every day here on my videos. There are things you got to do in business. You want to do this when you're marketing. You want to do this when you're selling. You want to do this when you're building your business. You want to follow the rules made by rebels. What, Steve? You're blowing my mind. Okay, so pick a rebel, pick a renegade entrepreneur who's doing something out of the box and different, and you hear this saying a lot. Venture people are looking for an influx of cash, for venture capitalists. If you watch the Shark Tank show or anything else, things like that, they'll say all the time, we're the Uber of whatever industry. Okay. In other words, we are disrupting this industry. We're breaking the rules in this industry. Now, sometimes those people succeed, and sometimes they fail miserably. But we're entrepreneurs. When we fail miserably, that's why rhinos are the symbol of entrepreneurs. We got thick skin. We fail miserably. You know what? We just get up, and we do it again. And we do it again, and we do it again. And we fail our way to success. And so, if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, you can't follow the rules, and you can't cry like the conservative politicians go, I don't understand how those liberals are okay with Hillary deleting all her emails and bleach washing the thing and whatever all that and slamming them with a sledgehammer or phones and, oh, and lying about Benghazi. She lied about Benghazi. Like, yeah, that's right. That's right. She lied about Benghazi. That's a renegade thing to do, follow the rules and say, I'm going to tell all the truth, because if she did, Obama could have lost the election in 2012. There would have been a terrorist attack like 2 months before the election. That could have been really bad. So they said, I know what to do. Let's break the rules. Let's say it was all about some fake video that didn't really exist. Let's just do that. And we need to pass this healthcare thing that'll be a disaster for small business owners and people all over the place. So let's lie and say, oh, if you keep you want your doctor, you keep your doctor. We know that's a lie. We know that's not true. But we're going to be a renegade, and we know that if we say that, we can succeed with our things. So now, you're sitting there going, Steve, are you telling me to lie in my marketing? Well, you know what? Seth Godin wrote a book, and he called it, maybe you're familiar with it, he called it All Marketers Are Liars. That's a book by Seth Godin. Now he explains on the inside, no, we're not liars, but we're real good at telling stories. Find a story you can tell. Now, do I suggest that you go out and take your competitor's truck and throw it off the Boston Harbor and take his property and destroy it? No. Am I saying that you should lie and say that a video cause something to happen when, of course, it didn't? Should you lie about your next product or service and say, oh, you know, I do roofing, and if you like the shingles you have, you can keep the shingles? You can't. I'm going to rip up all your shingles and put new ones. Like, but I guess if I lie and tell you, then I'll get the job. If I lie and say, if you say, is this roof warranted? And I say, oh, yeah, it's got a lifetime warranty. When, of course, you know it has a 10-year warranty. I'm not saying to do that. However, it's effective. It works. You've seen it work over and over. Always in favor of, in politics, the liberals. Conservatives and conservative voters don't like the fact that they didn't follow rules. Well, guess what? Look at this. Look at Mitch McConnell 8 years ago when Obama comes in and he goes, my job is to disrupt and stop Obama from doing everything. Did he? No! Stopped at it. I mean, they stopped some things. Obamacare and what bathroom you have to use and this and that and, oh, you know, this and all kinds of let's ruin the military and let's do this and let's do that and all kinds of things that Obama was able to do. Now you get Trump comes in and the Democrats like, we're going to resist and stop everything Trump does. And they're good at it. They're really good at it. So not only can Trump not get anything really done, the major things, but they even got him wasting hours every single day, him and his family and his staff and whatever the heck, of like they got to fight all these ridiculous fake investigations into things that never happened and whatever. They're fantastic. They're distracting. They are prosecuting. You know, they're investigating things that never happened. They make up something and then they investigate. They make up something and they make them come in and testify and waste all their time. You know, this is not them guys. They didn't lie. And you can keep the doctor if you want. They didn't lie about a videotape or whatever. They told the truth, but they got to waste all their time defending it and whatever. And so the Democrats are fantastic. Liberals are fantastic at throwing off conservatives. I got to follow the rules. They're throwing them off their game. So they're actually doing real well in resisting. I'm just suggesting you do the same thing in your business. You want to throw off your competition or the regulators or the whatever. You got to throw them off. You got to do some fancy moves and do some stuff. You got to be a renegade. If everyone else is doing something, I assure you, it's not the right thing to do in business. Everyone else is doing that. You got to do something new. Make sense? It's just scratching the surfaces. If you want to get into more details, I'm going to call it a day on the video. Holy crumoly, I should have looked over here. I got a bazillion comments. And then we'll call it a day. Okay, I passed. A dreaded lie. North Korea threatened to nuke us again. That's news. What? That's every day. But thank you for telling me. Healthcare votes. Now, see, Brett Elias is like telling me the news. Healthcare. There's no vote on healthcare. That's a vote on health insurance. Like, they never talk about healthcare. They never talk about bringing down the price of healthcare. That's still sky high. They're talking about how much they're paying off and bailing out insurance companies and who can get insurance. And insurance suddenly isn't insurance anymore. Insurance is simply a trust fund that you can spend on checkups and prescriptions and things that you just automatically need. Like, that's not insurance. This is not a health care bill. It's nothing to do with health care. It's got to do with health insurance. I'd love for them to address health care. Jared Kushner. That's the name. That's Trump's nephew or whoever he is. Jared Kushner, right? I don't know what that extort the rules. Okay. Extort the rules. Don't know what it means. It sounds good. Jared Dog is here. Ironically, my liberal friends that own businesses tend to be the most conservatives and afraid to break the rules. That is ironic. Tell them to go to stevecypress.com/help. Don't be afraid of the title of the form. It says you're applying to be a client, but, you know, it's just a way to tell me a little about you, and I'll get on the phone with those people, and we'll have a conversation, because, come on now, they're not emulating what their leaders are doing. Their leaders are breaking the rules. That's what liberal means. You know, when it says on the suntan lotion or something, and it says apply liberally. That means sloppily. Throw a lot on there. Let's go. Not carefully, liberally. Pour it on there. Like, be crazy and out of the box and don't measure it. Apply it liberally. Okay, a conservative would put on there, apply 1.2 ounces per 3.7 square inches of skin, depending, but if the temperature is above 78 and below 83, apply 1.3. That's a conservative. Liberal is like, hey, apply it liberally. That means do something out of the box. So either you get with those people, get them to somebody, get them to me, or maybe set them straight. Rich! How you doing, Rich? Richard Branson. There you go, Richard Branson. A rebel, definitely. And now the master biz rebel, certainly one of them. I can name a lot. He's one of them. Of course, he's a far cry from Steve Jobs or from Mark Zuckerberg as far as financial success, or Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is going to rule the world if he doesn't already. There is a renegade. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Now he's doing drone delivery. Well, drone delivery, no, there's lots of rules about drone delivery. You can't go this high. You can't go this far. You can't go this fast. You're pretty sure he's pushing the envelope on all that stuff. And he's about to be the richest person in America or in the world. He's gonna control all the commerce. Like, yeah, but Richard Branson also, in his own way, is successful, and he's a rebel. Does things his way, and he has fun and doesn't follow the rules. Brett says, fail until we succeed. That's right. Who said that? Entrepreneurs, what we do is we fail our success. I forget, it's a famous quote by a famous, success guru. And last one here, Rich says, Bernie Madoff was a master liar. Yep. Bernie Madoff was a renegade. He didn't follow rules. He said, I'm not going to actually take their money and put it into stocks and bonds. I'm not actually going to invest their money and follow the rules. I'll be a renegade and do something totally illegal and just put it in my own account and start a Ponzi scheme. And the next guy that brings money in will help pay more money out to these other people. I mean, that's a renegade. Now, again, am I suggesting that that's what you ought to do that blatantly, that outrageously? Break the rules so that you're breaking the law and you go to jail for the rest of your life and your whole family hates you and everyone on earth hates you? No. What I'm saying is be a renegade where it makes sense. And again, this is a touchy, touch-and-go subject. But what I'm saying is neither extreme, okay? You're not going to become successful as an entrepreneur by following all the rules. That's the way it is. That's what we do. And I don't suggest you go out there and break every rule and be Bernie Madoff and just lie about everything and don't actually do anything legal. I'm not saying you do that. But you want to err. You always want to be pointing towards the rebellious side. I have a saying, and I teach my clients all the time, we need to know what the rules are so we can break them. I need to see that the sign says speed limit 45, so I know I can go 5 over it and not get a ticket. If I don't see a sign saying speed limit, I don't know how much I can break that fine. Or are you telling me that everyone you know, and every time you're on the highway, everyone drives 55 and under, or 65 and a 65 zone, or whatever. Come on now. We know that we need to know the speed limit's 55. And sure enough, there's going to be the little old lady in the right lane going 55 and looking askance at everybody going by and going, all these scofflaws going 56 miles an hour. I'm following the rule. She'd never be a successful entrepreneur. Successful entrepreneurs know how to bend the rules, innovate, change things, which is why in the beginning we catch a lot of grief, often from the people closest to us who really care and love us. They care about it the most, but they'll say that won't work, or you can't do that, or that's, of course, that's a sign of you're on the right track as an entrepreneur if the rule followers tell you that'll never work. Make sense? Anyway, gone on and on. Thanks for all these likes, comments. Anything more, continue when we're gone, or put some in there, we'll revisit the topic, but that's it for Topical Tuesday. And again, I'm not up on today's news, but in general, I see this thing happening in the news, the complaints of conservatives, conservative politicians especially, about, oh, we follow rules, but these liberals don't. Yeah, well, give you a hint, same in business. The conservative business owner, man, I love to have a lot of conservative business owners going up against me in business, because I will bend those rules and disrupt that community, and I will succeed, and so will my clients. So that's it. For today's lesson on Topical Tuesday, July 25th, 2017, my Fatih, however you pronounce it, Rhino and me are bidding you adieu, saying goodbye. Enjoy your rebellious, rebel, renegade rest of your Tuesday, and I'll be back here tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday, and I will likely not be quite as sweating profusely nice tomorrow. Thanks for joining me today, everyone, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.